Bears on a Saturday morning. Had the doors open all morning. Enjoying the mountain air and mountain smells of Prescott, as broadcasting live from Renovation's office. We've been up here for the Arizona Historic Preservation Conference, and there was a lot of things we wanted to cover in that today, but the conversation on air has been so interesting. That's one nice thing about weekly radio broadcasting. Just roll it over to next week. Your prep's already done.
Tom, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
There's a variety of ways. You can give us a call at 928-445-8506. You can reach us, Tom at renovationsaz.com. That's my email address. And you can also go to our website, renovationsaz.com, and do a contact us, and we'll get an email that says you tell us what you want to do, what and how you want to do it, and by golly, we'll respond. We usually respond typically the same day, sometimes within 24 hours. And, of course, weekends we want to have our crews spend the time with their families. So Saturday and Sunday you may not get a response till Monday.
Okay. And y'all fight a little bit different thing than we do down in the Valley, where I'll have someone call me and say, I've spent $30,000 on windows. I've spent $40,000 doing insulation on my masonry house. I've spent, you know, $7,000 on increased insulation, and I'm trying to make my, I'm trying to cut my summer energy bill. I said, well, how much is your summer energy bill? You know, well, $600 a month. I said, well, boy, you've got about $70,000 invested, and you're trying to cut how much off of this bill, you know. And y'all have a little bit different problem up here.
Our issue up here is not so much cooling as it is we have a heating season, which you guys typically don't have very much of
right
down there. And I know the guest that you had the previous hour, he particularly looks forward to the heating season. That was Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane, and that's his favorite time of year. But the thing that we deal with up here was this very, very similar. People think that they need to spend a whole bunch of money to save energy, and I usually try to sit down and understand the efficacy of, you know, should I put in, if I'm going to put in $75,000 to save $100 a month on my bill, you know, well, if you're going to live here for 100 years, then that's a good deal.
Oh, man.
You know, but there's a playoff that you have to do there. And finding out why people want to do something is often very, very interesting, why they want to do the remodel, what their expectations are. And some folks do it well. Some folks don't do it well. And we've had one client that did very, very well. They did solar, and they re-insulated and what have you, and they spent some money on it, but by the same token, we sat down and figured it out that within 10 years, they'd be having a payback.
And sometimes it has nothing to do with money.
Sometimes people want to do it simply because they want to have less of a footprint.
Yeah,
have a high schooler, and we switched our water heater from electric to gas so we wouldn't have to worry about the on-demand power charging. It would heat up faster. The rest of the family could shower at the same day or within the same hour. So there's quality of life decisions that are factored into these things as well.
Well, that's exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, upsizing your water heater is probably one of the simplest things that you can do to keep the hot water flowing.
Yeah, when we put in the gas one, it was, I think we went from a 40 to a 60 as well.
Well, we raised two girls, and they had their fair share of time in the shower, in the bathrooms, and it worked out pretty well, though.
Well, we've enjoyed our broadcast up here. Thanks for letting us use your office for our flagship this morning.
Well, I appreciate you using it. It's great.
You've got some big plans for this property.
Yes. My wife and I are going to make this our forever home. We're going to be relocating renovations to more of a design center showroom venue, and that's something we're looking forward to doing.
And again, Tom, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, one of our Valley residents that we're looking at second home, maybe they're even just looking in the area and they want to talk to somebody that's been in the area a long time, or they've got a home, want work done to it in this particular area, how would they reach out to you?
928-445-8506.
Next Saturday, what is it? I'm on mountain time. I have to get back to work time when we get back. Today's the 15th, right?
Yes.
22nd. What are we talking about the 22nd? I'm trying to picture the whiteboard.
I've been gone for two weeks. I have no idea, but we'll figure it out between now and then.
And we'll start at 7 o'clock, so we look forward to talking to y'all then. Have a great week.